Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If God's not helping you, you're not going to make it. You're not going to be successful. And in fact, you wind up getting resisted. God hates pride. I didn't say He hates proud people. He hates pride. It is the nature of the devil himself. And God hates it. And so should you. Should you or not?
Yes.
You want to change your vocabulary. Quit saying, I'm proud of this, I'm proud of that, I'm proud. And you'll see it. You'll see a flare sometimes when I say that. Well, I'm proud of my kids. Well, you need to stop.
That's right.
Listen to this. Listen to what the Father said when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. This is my beloved Son, and I am so proud of Him.
No.
You can be pleased. You can be thankful. But don't be proud. Because after all, whose kids are they? Well, you're thinking about my kids. That comes right back to you. I'm so proud of my kids. That's another subject. Suffice it to say, God hates pride. So should you. It'll get you resisted. It'll get your help removed from you. But who gets the help? Come on, who gets the grace? The humble. He gives grace to the submissive, to the obedient, to the humble. Do you want God's help? Then you got to lose the attitude. You want God's help? You got to lose the attitude and show genuine humility. Jesus said, come learn about me. I am meek and lowly of heart. You'll find rest to your soul. Do you want to be like Jesus or do you want to be like the devil? The devil is proud, arrogant, defiant. You don't want to be anything like him. God hates that. Jesus completely submitted to the Father. Completely obedient. Completely total trust. Complete submission. Full obedience. That's Jesus. That's what you want to be. Verse 7. Submit yourselves. Who's going to make you do it? Nobody's going to make you do it. God won't make you do it. Godly people won't try to make you do it. This is what keeps the error out of godly submission. In godly submission, there is no force. In godly submission, no one is making anyone do anything. You volitionally submit yourself to that authority or it doesn't happen because they are not going to make you do it. And there are a lot of people around this. I've even had some people try to tell Phyllis and I, well, you know, I may be a little slow, but you know, if you'll ride me long enough, I'll get around to it. Well, that ain't happening. It's not my job to ride you. I'm told not to do that. I'm to lead. You follow if you want to. Are y'all with me? That's not how it works. In the world, the enemy tries to make you do stuff, coerce you, force you. God never, never. You submit yourselves to God, then what? Resist the devil. Give him a command. Does that come first? What comes first? You submitting yourselves to God, would that include following His commands? You follow His commands, and then You can command the enemy. If you're listening to God, then the enemy has to listen to you. If you're not listening to God, who are you listening to? Who's tempting you to be rebellious? So if I'm not listening to God, why am I not listening to God? Because I'm already yielding to the enemy. And if I'm yielding to the enemy and then I try to give him an order, he laughs in your face. Because he knows, I don't have to listen to you, you're listening to me. No, we're laughing, but it means you stay sick. It means your bills don't get paid. It means you don't overcome. Oh, but friend, when you know what this man knew, and you're ready to do what the Lord tells you to do, and you're quick to obey, and you do it fully, man, condemnation leaves you, and confidence and boldness comes up in your heart, and you tell the devil where to get off. And he's got no choice. He's got no choice. He has to flee. Oh, can you say glory to God? Glory to God. Does this stir you up at all? Woo. Glory to God. Look with me in It's in Matthew, but I believe Luke 4 is where I want you to go. Yeah, Luke 4. Luke 4, are you there? Verse 2. This is the account of the enemy tempting Jesus for 40 days and nights in the wilderness. 40 days he was tempted of the devil. In those days, Jesus did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. So maybe he wasn't all that hungry for this period of time, but it hit him here later at the end. Hunger really is coming on now. And verse 3, and the devil said to him, if you be the Son of God, do what? Command this stone that it be made bread. Now here you are hungry. The hunger has hit you after 40 days of not eating. And the enemy says, you see those stones? See that nice round stone right there? That could be a great big hot loaf of bread. If you would command it, if you would speak a command to it. So what would be wrong with him doing that? Did he do it? He didn't do it. Why wouldn't he do it? Because he didn't believe it could happen?
No.
He didn't think he had the faith to do it? He didn't believe he had the authority to do it? He thought it was impossible? He is hungry. Great big hot loaf of bread would be nice right about now. Why didn't he do it? Why didn't he do it? Let me read you an exact explanation of why he didn't do it. John 12:49, Jesus said, I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know his commandment is life everlasting. Whatever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said to me, so I speak. Why wouldn't he command the stones to be made bread? Because the Father didn't tell him to command the stones to be made bread. And who is trying to tell him to do it? He would be yielding to the influence and direction of what the devil is telling him to command and do. And no matter how hungry he was, he refused to do it because the Father didn't tell him to do it. Do you see how submitted Jesus was to the Father? He wouldn't command it. He wouldn't say it. He wouldn't try to believe it or do it unless the Father directed him to. This is why there's been so much so-called faith failure. People in our circles have learned a few things about faith principles and authority, but haven't had the relationship with the Father or the discipline. They command this and command that and say that and have not heard from the Father. And so then it doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen, but it doesn't change the truth. Jesus did not just go and say what he wanted to say and do what he wanted to do. He said, I didn't come down to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. I only say what I hear him say. I only do what I see him do. Jesus was completely submitted to the Father and only did what he received instruction and orders to do. That is how you and I are supposed to function and operate. It takes a prayer life. It takes praying, fellowshipping with God, seeking Him about what to say and what to do, and then refusing to let anything influence you to command or try to believe or try to do when the Lord didn't direct you. You just balk and say, well, because people will try to push you. Believe with me for this or believe with me for that. What do Father say about this? Where's the Scriptures? What's the Holy Spirit saying about this? Not just trying to use faith principles randomly. The Lord said to me some years ago, He said, if you'll be more selective, you'll be more effective. More selective in what you say, what you pray, what you command. So Jesus refused to issue a command because He is not under the enemy's authority. He doesn't take orders from him. He only takes orders from headquarters. Amen. Huh? Amen. Only. How about you? Yes. Come on, say, I only
take orders
from headquarters.
From headquarters.
Oh, praise God. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. See, this is exactly what got planet Earth in trouble to start with. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, hanging out at the tree. Bad place to hang out, right? And the enemy comes and is pulling on them and tempting them and moving them to eat, to what? Violate, disobey, disregard the command of the Lord. And do what the enemy is influencing them to do, which is how the devil became the god of this world.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.